Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reason I bring this up is I saw a, you know, you love your Pro Football Focus.
I do. I think it's a very good website. I think we sometimes can get into trouble, you know, believing that that is like the universal definitive answer on things. Some people question, you know, the way they grade and how accurate it is, but it gives you a rough idea of things that I think are harder to judge when you're watching a game with your own two eyes.
Well, they're very comprehensive over there.
Yes.
And they're mostly regarding the NFL, but they do dabble in college, and they had a guy who put together the rankings of all 130 FBS quarterbacks.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I hope you got paid a lot of money for that, or you've got some sort of obsessive compulsive disorder, because that's
crazy.
That's brutal.
It is brutal, and sometimes, I mean, you look through some of this and go, wait, he's what?
So you had to go through...
He went through every one of them.
So you're telling me that he watched every snap of every game that these guys
here's
played?
Here's what he said. The college football season is nearly upon us, and after months of scraping the PFF data on all the projected starting quarterbacks for this season, it's time we unveil our starting quarterback rankings. Coming through our play-by-play data ad nauseum, these rankings take into account a quarterback's PFF grade, both from last season and all other subsequent sets of data that we have on their time in college.
I wonder how much of that is individual and how much of that is like, I don't know, they've got like a computer that goes through and just takes raw data.
Yeah, I think, well, they're very analytics focused.
Yeah, I just know like when they grade offensive linemen, it's literally someone that has to go through and watch and grade each individual lineman. I find that hard that one guy or a team of guys went through and graded every snap of projected quarterbacks. A lot of them are going to be first-year guys, so I don't know how you grade them.
And he says that in here. They're lower down the list because it's like we just don't know.
Sure.
But he says the list projects these players as the starter, but is also influenced by the situation behind the projected starting quarterback if he were to miss any amount of time going forward.
Okay.
Following our PFF College 50, the countdown, the top 50 overall players in college football, here are the rankings for the starting quarterbacks. By the way, the last guy on the list, dead last, 130th, it's the guy from Rutgers.
Mike, how are you feeling about that?
Sorry, Mike.
I don't care.
Go score next.
I have no affinity for them.
No love for Jersey, huh, Mike? You jerk. At least it's not Kansas.
That's the lowest Power 5 guy. Yeah, the Kansas guy ain't much better. But, he's 110th. I don't know his name. I think it's, it says it's Thomas McVitty.
Ooh.
Yeah, be careful saying that one. So Pac-12 has three in the top 10.
Really? Well, you got Herbert.
Herbert's number three overall.
You got Costello.
So the number one quarterback overall is, of course, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Number two is Tua at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson.
Yeah.
Tua at Alabama. Number three is Justin Herbert. And here's what they write about Herbert. They say Herbert may have regressed a bit in 2018, but that's just because his 2017 season reached a level so high, he was bound to revert back to the mean. His two-year grade at quarterback is among the nation's best, and he still is one of the nation's best deep ball throwers. In fact, even with eight dropped deep passes, no returning quarterback had more than six, he still finished with 942 yards and 13 touchdowns on throws targeted at least 20 yards downfield. He was surgical from a clean pocket last year and threw 24 touchdowns compared to just three interceptions, both of which are top figures among returners.
Wow, that's a nice little attaboy for Justin Herbert.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's often overlooked about him.
Yeah.
He is money on deep balls. Like he's one of the biggest arms in the game,
throws a very good deep ball. I think
NFL prospect.
Some of the criticism, locks in on one receiver too much. And then again, sometimes the intermediate stuff, but you're right. He throws a great deep ball.
The Houston quarterback is number four. His name is De'Eriq King. Mm-hmm. Number five is North Texas, Mason Fine.
Don't know anything about him. I saw the Houston kid last year. He was a converted wide receiver. Or like a slot, you know, they run some of that flex bone stuff. And I always thought that was interesting. Houston, I guess, does this all the time is they groom their quarterbacks by having the quarterback play other positions. So it's like whoever their next starting quarterback is, chances are he's playing running back or flanker or somewhere in the slot, and they just kind of rotate him through. And so this guy, last year, I'm assuming he's the returning starter. The name sounds familiar. But yeah, he was like a receiver that they converted.
And I heard North Texas' offense was a ton of fun last year, so that makes sense that their quarterback would also be
pretty highly ranked. I just haven't seen anything from North Texas.
Yeah, they say the Houston kid is one of the most electric players in college football, and Mason Fine, if you don't know him by now, they say you've missed out. He's like their record holder for pretty much everything now.
Yeah, North Texas.
And he's back.
They put up an S ton of points.
Number six, Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger. Number seven, Stanford's KJ Costello.
Yeah.
And did you think he was a top seven guy in the country?
I don't know about top seven, but I figured he would be up there. When you said that the Pac-12 had three of them, the first two, Costello and Herbert.
I kind of gave it away.
Well, Costello
was the second best quarterback in the league.
Well, some people think he's the first. Last year, Costello was first team all Pac-12. It wasn't Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but I mean, I think just on overall overall skill set,
sure,
Justin Herbert's better than Costello. He's got to put up the numbers. He's got to prove that with the numbers, but.
But I think that's interesting. Like,
you would take Herbert over Costello, right?
I don't know how many people honestly know that Costello was the all Pac-12 quarterback, not Justin Herbert.
So this writes, Costello is making a push to be the best quarterback in the Pac-12, and if it weren't for Herbert's dominant 2017, has a rightful claim to that throne after last year. Still, Costello returns as the nation's leader in deep passing yards and is well up on the list of many other PFF signature stats for the position. He pushes the ball down the field, turning Stanford back into a pass-heavy offense, and for the first time in several years, the Cardinal ran more passes than runs in 2018. I'll be interested to see if they keep that style, though. I mean, they kind of had to open it up last year.
Yeah.
Because they were getting nothing out of their run game.
They couldn't run
at
all.
You know they're going to go back and try to pound it a little bit.
I know you've heard whispers, and they were even talking about it down at Media Day, that this may be a more evolved Stanford offense, that it's not going to necessarily be ground and pound. They don't have a bevy of backs, and that this may be more on Costello's arm. And people are pointing out, and this is correct, Costello was not the first team all Pac-12 player. That was Gardner Minshew. He was the offensive player of the year. Costello was the second team. Herbert was not. So as great as we all think Herbert is going to be, and obviously the pro prospects, he was not the first or the second team all-league quarterback last year. That was Minshew and Costello.
So Costello 7. Number 8 is Iowa State's Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Georgia's Jake Fromm. And then number 10 is the third Pac-12 quarterback.
My guess was going to be Jacob Eason.
No,
it can't be.
I thought maybe he got some playing time down there.
Let me go find him.
I'm trying to think. So it's not Khalil Tate. He's god awful. Arizona State just named a freshman quarterback. It's not going to be DTR at UCLA. Cal ran 2 last year. Washington State's got a new guy. Who am I missing?
Colorado, they have, Utah.
They have Jacob Eason, 36th.
Is it Montez at Colorado? Colorado?
Nope, you glossed right over him. You said he's got awful, but they have him 10th. Arizona's Khalil Tate.
No.
That's what they have.
2 years ago he was good, right?
So here's what it says. Tate's 2018 season suffered from a change in scheme and a new head coach in Kevin Sumlin. As fun a prospect that we've seen over the past 2 years, if he can return to the form that saw him as a Heisman candidate in 2017, when he utilized his legs more, the 2019 season could be much different for Wildcat faithful. His 2-year rushing grade is 3rd, only behind Ohio's Nathan Rourke and Virginia's Bryce Perkins. So again, remember, this is statistic. It's heavy on stats.
Okay.
This is not like these guys aren't scouts. They're not watching film. They're it's based on all the numbers that they have in their system from their time in college.
This Khalil Tate sucked. I mean, there's just no other way around. He was awful last year.
Yeah, but they were talking about 2017.
It is including
again,
2 years ago where he was sensational.
They're using their entire body of work. Number 11 is Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma. The next Pac-12 guys on the list, Ian Book, by the way, 18th. The next Pac-12 guys are the Utah quarterback, Tyler Huntley at 27, and the Colorado quarterback, Steven Montez at 28.
But I'll tell you what, though, my head's sewn to the carpet. If you would have told me that the third Pac-12 quarterback was Khalil Tate, you're right, I did. I glossed right over it. I was sitting there looking through it.
You know what's interesting, though, too?
We just didn't get it.
Do you remember Kelly Bryant?
Yeah.
You know, he was at Clemson. And
now he's at Missouri.
He won the title at Clemson, or they lost in the final?
They lost. Well, they didn't lose in the final. They lost in the semifinal. Alabama beat the brakes off of him.
Oh, that's right.
And then he won the job coming out of camp, but early on there were some struggles, and that's when supposedly the Dabo knew that if they were going to get where they needed to go, Kelly Bryant was not going to be able to throw him there, and he went with Lawrence. And
so if you're basing it off of a lot of stats, which the Pro Football Focus guys do, and stats in their career, Kelly Bryant, would be pretty high on the list. He's 29th at Missouri. Remember, he went to Missouri.
Well, he's 16. I think he's 16-2 as a starter.
Yeah.
He was a Heisman Trophy candidate that first year. They thought a lot of him. It was just he had to replace Deshaun Watson, and he wasn't Deshaun Watson.
So for Eason, ranked 36, they say Eason hasn't played a meaningful set of downs since the 2016 season with Georgia, but he has all the tools to be a top-quality starter at the Power 5 level. After a full season in the Huskies offense, Eason is just a season away from living up to his five-star pedigree. He certainly looks the part, 6'6", 227. Yeah. So, again, that's like a lack of they don't have much, many stats on him.
And Eason's interesting, again, not having seen him. He won the job at Georgia as a freshman, got hurt, and then never got the job back from Fromm, and he transferred out. But I know some people that are follow the UW program really closely, and he's an interesting – the verdict is very split on him.
With
fans, and it's interesting because he hasn't played. So it's
you Why can, don't they like him?
You can only go off of practice and kind of rumors, but – I've heard from people inside and outside the program that not everyone is sold on him, that he looks the part and he shows flashes of it, but
so what's the problem?
Inconsistent. That he doesn't
Is he like Browning?
No. Browning was the smart kid that without the physical tools. Yeah. This guy supposedly has everything you could want. This would be more Jake Locker than Jake Browning. Browning was just viewed as a guy that gave you everything he had, just was limited with what that was.
He put up some big numbers a couple years ago, though.
Yeah, Browning did. His junior year, he had a monster season. That was when they went to the college football playoff, and then they got shillelied by Alabama. And then the senior year was up and down and consistent. But I'll be interested, of all the Pac-12 quarterbacks, I think there's a lot of interesting storylines in the Pac-12. I think Herbert's an interesting one, because, again, for all the love, hasn't been an all Pac-12 performer. So I think he's got some pressure to live up. If Stanford, we talked about it, if Stanford really is going to go to more of a pass-happy attack, does Costello have that breakout year? Is this the year that DTR at UCLA and Chip Kelly kind of find the rhythm? Because he had all kinds of hype as a freshman at UCLA, and now another year under Chip. Can Khalil Tate make a comeback to the 2017 form? Arizona State is starting a true freshman for the first time in, it's like 25 years or something. Utah supposedly has everything you can need in order to make a run of the college football playoff if they can find the kind of find a quarterback in Huntley and if he can stay healthy. Washington State having to replace Gardner Minshew. I just think there's a lot of really interesting storylines in the Pac-12. I don't think there's a team that you circle and just say, obviously, Stanford and Oregon feel real good about theirs, but I think even those, there's some question marks. So I just think it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
All right, and then we got to run, but the Oregon State quarterback, Jake Luton, they have him ranked 49th, and they say Luton enters the 2019 season with the best supporting cast in his career and perhaps his best situation overall. For the first time in his career, he will have the same offensive coordinator in back-to-back seasons and has an array of receivers to move the ball to. All this just adds to the fact that he finished last season with a career-high overall grade and passing grade. If Tristan Jebbia beats out the Giant quarterback, 6'7", 230, it will be for good reason and also deserving of this place on the list. So Luton, 49th.
Well, I think Oregon State's got a chance to be.
That's better than I thought.
Yeah.
Really?
I think Oregon State's got a chance to be good on offense. Again, I don't know how many wins it means on the other side of the ball, but I thought last year, just from a scheme standpoint, without a whole lot to work with, they showed me something. And this year, with an improved offensive line, and if Luton stays healthy, weapons on the outside, deep backfield, I think top six, top seven offense in the Pac-12, I think that's realistic for Oregon State. I just don't know if you can stop anybody.
So that's the list done by Pro Football Focus of every college starting quarterback. All 130 of them for the upcoming season. Justin Herbert of the Ducks, third.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.